the anecdote. You get that feeling sometimes that, you know, whenever you think about something, it fulfilled, you know.
It fulfilled.
You know, it's self-fulfilled prophecy, something like that.
Okay, yes, I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
You know what I mean. And what happened? One time I was driving back home from my business trip, and at some point my thoughts started wandering, in, you know, in different directions, and I caught myself thinking about, oh, it's been quite a long time. I haven't been stopped by police, I know that it made me feel, you know, uncomfortable because what happened? Of course, in half an hour, it was a dark. So in a half an hour, I watched that. You know, red torch waving at me, and I have to pull over and stop my car. Yeah. And I got myself trouble.
We say, I'll teach you an English expression. Okay. If someone, you know, say you had been with somebody, okay, driving in the car, and you said, you know, I haven't been stopped by police in a long time.
Yeah.
That other person might have said to you, "Don't jinx yourself." Don't jinx yourself, or don't jinx it, if it's a thing. And what that means is, when you comment on something not having happened or not being the way it's supposed to be or whatever, and then just afterwards, within a day or a week, it suddenly happens, it's like you've put like a jinx is like a kind of spell.
I see.
Like a magical spell. But it's just superstition, but it's funny that it's often.
But I am a bit superstitious about it because, you know, I try to avoid that thinking from that when that happened. But it's not the end of the story. Because what happened next? What happened next was also funny because, you know, I was embarrassed and, you know, angry with me that I just probably take some speeding or you know, they might have got me some fine or something like that. So I was angry, and when I reached, you know, this, I got off the car. And I have to reach that policeman. They stood by his car, by their car.
Yeah.
And when I approaching, I look at one of these policemen, and his face looked to me very familiar, you know. I thought that he might be one of my colleague from primary school.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I was like, "Hello, how are you?" And, you know, give him a firm handshake and long time no see. And at the same time as I give him a handshake, I realize that I was wrong. And he is actually completely a person that I don't know. He was also very, very surprised about it. And, you know, he looked at me with a strange face. But what happened next, it was funny. So, okay, so you can go, fine, it's okay. So go away, but be careful, but in the next 20 kilometers might be another patrol on the road. So I avoid, you know, being fine. Because, you know, I pretend to know that policeman, and he was not sure about it, and that was funny.
Oh gosh, yeah. So he thought that he didn't recognize you, so he like felt bad.
But I think after that he realized that I just playing on him or something like that. I don't know. And when everything, you know, everything was okay, so I got on the car and go away. And after that, I realized, it might be a good way to avoid being fine, you know. But I don't dare to use any time at all this method. I've been stopped many times by the police, but it was tempting to use that trick, but I decided not to.
I think that it's good that it worked out for you this time, but when I have an experience like that and I think, oh, I should do it like this every time, I just can't be consciously ingenuine. I really struggle, you know, it comes across like to other people. I think you need to go, hey? Or
I think I have to go. Okay.
I'll